This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has warned against illegal immigration, which is threatening the demography of the country. In his Independence Day address, Mr. Modi announced a high-powered demography mission to protect the country from the dangers posed by illegal immigrants. The Prime Minister said he would like to alert the nation about the concern, which has now become a challenge. He said, under a well-thought-out conspiracy, the country's demography is being changed and seeds of a new crisis are being sown. The Prime Minister said that the infiltrators are snatching the livelihood of the youth of the country. Mr. Modi said they're targeting our sisters and daughters. They're misleading the Adivasis and grabbing their lands. The PM said this will not be tolerated.
जब डेमोग्राफी परिवर्तन होता है तब राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के लिए संकट पैदा होता है देश की एकता अखंडता और प्रगति के लिए ये संकट पैदा सामाजिक तनाव के बीज बो देता है और कोई देश अपना देश घुसपैठियों के हवाले नहीं कर सकता है तो हम भारत को कैसे कर सकते हैं हमने एक हाई पावर्ड डेमोग्राफी मिशन शुरू करने का निर्णय किया है इस मिशन के द्वारा भारत पे मंडरा रहा है जो संकट है उसको निपटाने के लिए तय समय में सुविचारित निश्चित रूप से अपने कार्य को करेगा
द नेशनल हाईवेज अथॉरिटी ऑफ इंडिया NHAI has successfully implemented the FASTag annual pass facility yesterday at around 1,150 toll plazas across the country. According to the Road Transport and Highways Ministry, around 1,40,000 users have purchased and activated the annual pass till 7 p.m. on the first day of implementation. It added that almost 1,40,000 transactions were recorded on toll plazas. The talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump in Alaska did not reach an agreement to resolve Ukraine-Russia conflict. The peace talks were held for nearly 3 hours at the Elmdorf Richardson Military Base in Anchorage, Alaska. Addressing the joint conference after the meeting, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the central issue of their discussion was the Ukraine conflict. Putin said he's sincerely interested in putting an end to the conflict and he described it as a tragedy.
The situation in Ukraine has to do with fundamental threats to our security. In order to make the settlement, we need to eliminate all the primary roots, the primary causes of that conflict. And we've said it multiple times, to consider all legitimate concerns of Russia and to reinstate a just balance of security in Europe and in the world on the whole. And I agree with President Trump, as he has said today, that naturally the security of Ukraine should be ensured as well. I would like to hope that the agreement that we've reached together will help us bring closer that goal and will pave the path towards peace in Ukraine.
Speaking at the press conference, Mr. Trump called the meeting extremely productive and added that some things are still to be decided. He said U.S. and Russia have a very good chance of further progress.
I believe we had a very productive meeting. There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite got there, but we've made some headway. So there's no deal until there's a deal. I will call up NATO in a little while. I will call up the various people that I think are appropriate, and I'll, of course, call up President Zelensky and tell him about today's meeting.
The joint press conference, however, lasted only a few minutes. Trump and Putin each spoke for a few minutes to reporters and took no questions. The festival of Janmashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees thronged temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Mathura and Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh are fully geared to celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa today. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Uttarakhand, Madhya Maharashtra, Telangana, West Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat region. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Chhattisgarh and other areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.